You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
It's the end of the day, it's the end of the week, it's the end of the month, and it's also the end of the quarter. With me to review the JSE day and the other time periods as well is Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg. This is the 5 o'clock shadow, proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. I'm looking at my screen here, Nick. Goodness me, what a blistering end to the day, the week, the month, and the quarter.
Yes, all of the above, Lindsay. Good evening. On a cracking end, putting to bed the horrible last quarter that we had that most brokers wouldn't want to remember. Very nice, actually, all round. I mean, the all shares squeezing out 7.6% for the quarter, and decent volumes. And, it really was a solid close. And a lot of these stocks closing near the highs of the session, which is always quite a bullish sign for the next week.
Very good indeed. And never mind the fact that there may have been some window dressers around. I'm very pleased for all you investment professionals, you brokers, you traders, you asset managers, etc. Let me give you a backdrop to what you've just said by giving you the numbers now. Banks up 1 2/3% on the JSE today. Financials up 1.4%. Industrials 0.9% better. Retailers, crikey. That's a really big spike from depressed levels, but nonetheless a really good spike. 3.4% up. Resources, 0.8% higher after yesterday's mauling. Gold shares down 1%, though. Platinum's up 1%. The all share itself closed the day, the week, the month, and the quarter at 56,462. And the value traded today, 23 billion. Pretty good stuff. What were the features today, please?
Well, just in general, I mean, as you said, retail is very strong. Rand 14.46 against the dollar, also strong. Banks all strong. I mean, at this rate, you think we're getting an upgrade, not a downgrade by Moody's later.
Well,
you
know, said, yeah.
Quite a strong one. I mean, just looking at some of the highlights for me, just for the session today, it's got to be the sort of the oversold sort of retailers bouncing back strongly. Platinum mine is a little bit sort of was a little bit flat in the morning. Sort of gathered steam later. And I guess if it had to be one sort of thing to mark the quarter with, it's been the strength of the precious metals and the miners. I mean, we finished off last year. They were the few saving graces that were up on the year. And a lot of people saying, well, that theme is going to, you know, obviously come grind to a halt, but no such luck. I mean, these miners still continue to be strong. And if I can just, if you don't mind, running through one or two things
in the
quarter. Lonmin PLC, the biggest gainer on the quarter. That was up 77% on the quarter.
Platinum. Yeah, but it's off a really, really low base, right?
Sure. To be said, you're right, Lindsay. I mean, coming off a very low base. But Impala Platinum, not too much of a low base. That up 66% for the quarter. Sibanye Gold up 58%. Northern Platts up 48%. And Kumba's been on an absolute tear, up another almost 4% today, closing out at 53% for the quarter. So, I mean, that really, for me, has been the real standout for the year so far, the strength of these miners and these platinum, these precious metal groups.
Yeah, we did speak about yesterday's demise of the precious metals.
Short-lived.
It always sort of, it never surprises me actually, because the South African psyche is to get excited about gold and platinum and everything going up and resources stocks doing well. But we seem to be thwarted these days with smaller and smaller cycles to the upside. There used to be the so-called super cycle. I thought that what we saw starting in October on Impala and a little bit further back with other resources companies, I thought it was the start of a super cycle. But yesterday I got despondent again. Today, has it restored your faith in this potential super cycle?
Look, I think if you had to just take a step back and look at the fundamentals, I mean, a lot of this market is now completely driven out of what happens in the East, you know, what happens in China. That sort of drives the super cycle, and commodities is the biggest importer. I guess, you know, we've had this sort of rhetoric bouncing around for months now. I mean, every time the market's slightly up or iron ore's up in Shanghai in the morning, the argument that most of the sort of financial headlines are is that trade talks are going well, you know, American-China trade talks. And look, there's a lot of weight on that. And yes, you're right. I mean, these super cycles, the last cycle that we had, which South Africa, you know, evidently missed out on most of our own shenanigans locally, was well 8 to 10 years. So I do agree that these cycles tend to run quite a bit. But it does feel, if I have to be completely honest, Lindsay, it does feel like we're coming a little bit late to the party here. And we are getting excited about these commodity shares off a low base. But I mean, let's not forget, Anglo American was 550 Rand at the top. Eh?
Yes.
It's far, far from. Impala Platinum was over 300 Rand at one stage. I mean, Anglo American was 550 Rand at the top of the last cycle. We're getting excited here in this cycle, and it's 385 Rand.
Yeah, but you got also very despondent when it was 52 Rand a share. I mean, you can talk about 550 as much as you. 52 Rand per share, I think, was the low, which is one-tenth of a company that is massive and massively well-run company as well under its current stewardship.
Yeah, why don't you throw in Kumba as well? I mean, one stage, Kumba got to a level where its underlying share price was less than the dividend they'd paid out back in the heydays. Yeah. So yes, you're right. They have come off an extremely low base.
When you say the things like you've just said, in other words, it was less than the dividend, you say to yourself, actually, long-term investing is pretty easy. You wait for these moments and you say, I've got 100 Rand. For every 100 Rand that I'm going to invest, I'm going to put 70 of it in a no-brainer like this thing, Kumba Iron Ore, Anglo American PLC. If you're patient, this is not a difficult game.
Easy, Mr. Williams. Yes,
yes it is. If you're patient.
If you're patient. Look, you've got to understand, I mean, I'm sure, you understand, maybe most of your listeners understand it, that, you know, these markets, by their nature, are engineered to go up. I mean, shares go into an index, they underperform, they get booted out the index, and the performing ones go into the index. I mean, markets are generally meant and engineered financially to go up. So, yes, if you've got the patience, if you've got the timing right, it does appear to be a rather easy game. But let's flip the other side just for a case in point. I mean, we've been speaking about this. If we move away a little bit from the miners, we've been speaking about this on the show a few times. EOH. EOH today, down 9% from the session.
To 10 Rand 50.
Just almost, spot on. I mean, there's one that, no matter how your timing would have been, it's just catch that falling knife. And once again, I mean, I can be so vocal about this. Nothing from the company, a complete radio silence from the firm. Not a word. Things dropped, 30, 40% the last couple of weeks? Not a murmur. Nothing. We saw one thing from Stephen Collier 3 days ago, briefly in the business day. So there's a case on the other side of how not to run investment relations business.
Well, if you're listening, to CEO of EOH, please come on to Strictly
Business Podcast. Give us brokers and shareholders something.
Yeah, and come clean. Tell us exactly what to do. Tell us exactly, come clean. Pay and the pain goes away, as my old bookmaker used to say. What else do we see today? Of course, we're waiting for something called the Moody's rating decision. Can you clear up one thing? You can't tell us what's going to happen, but you can tell us what time it's coming out. When is it coming out?
Usually between, well, they've given us a wide bit, between 6 and 8 o'clock. So don't expect anything now. It'll be earlier 6. Last time I seem to recall it was closer to 8 o'clock. And it must be said, just adding into the Moody's conversation, these bond yields, the South African bond yields, the R157 that has traded the 10-year note, 8.6%. It has actually strengthened by 4 basis points over the week. So as much as the Rand has been implying like it's like the end of the world for South Africans at 14.75 at its worst, the steady old bond yields have not budged. And I think a lot of emphasis and weight must be put onto that. And that's certainly implying that it might be a little bit of a snooze fest this afternoon.
Okay, I'm going to give you the international markets, commodities, currencies, etc. And while we do that, have a look at the top 5 and the bottom 5 on the JSE Securities Exchange today. And have a look at ShareNet as well as your own list. So if I can just get these things up at the moment, where do I go? Market data, spot prices. I'm now going to tell you that the Rand is, having been 14.75 yesterday, currently 14.47 against the US dollar. It's 18.86. against the British pound, and the euro rand is 16.26 with the euro dollar 112.30. If we go on to the commodities, which have been in focus very, very sharply for the whole quarter, but also specifically in the last 48 hours, the gold price is $12.94, which is up $3.50 per ounce. Palladium is up $43 an ounce to $13.53. I mean, it's 3.33%, and $43 these days is absolutely nothing because it's fallen 300 in a week. The platinum price is up 9 to $848 an ounce, and Brent crude oil $68.21, up 22. And you can give us the exact updated live price of the Dow Jones and the FTSE as the JSE has just closed, please, Nick.
Okay, so the Dow Jones is up 123 points. That's 123, up 0.48%. That's 25,837. And the S&P 500 also having a decent day. That's up almost 10 points at 28.25. And the FTSE, 8 minutes from the close, it's currently trading up 0.63% at 7,280.
Good. Right. Top five, bottom five, if you would. I'm going to give you mine, then you're going to embellish mine with a little bit of yours. Mr. Price, up 5.4%. Let me just refresh it quickly, just in case there was some change in the auction. No, Mr. Price up 5.4%. Woolies up 4.6%. And let's focus on those first of all. I suppose it's the strength of the Rand and the fact that somebody knows that we're not going to get downgraded, and people like that.
Yeah, very much so. And again, you know, these retailers have been under the cosh all month. I mean, we had some terrible earnings. They started off the earnings season with the banks a month or two ago. And I mean, you go through the rogues list. I mean, Massmart, Mr. Price, Woolworths, they all came out with very, very disappointing earnings on the back of a South African consumer that's up against the ropes. So nice to see them bounce back. And I guess also, you know, a bit of strength in the Rand, a bit of sentiment. Yes, you experiment cynical, a bit of window dressing, but certainly looking pretty good on the retailing side.
Kumba Iron Ore up 4.43% to 430 rand and 30 cents per share. Just go back if you would. What is your recollection of the lowest price we saw on Kumba Iron Ore during the dark days?
During the dark days, if memory serves me correctly, it went down to 26 rand a share.
So I can't do the maths there, but it's quite a lot. To the upside, that is. RMIH, 4.1%. The company formerly known as Foschini, TFG, up 3.9%. On the downside, Vivo, get rid of that, because that's meaningless, not to the shareholders, but certainly to the JSE investing public in general. Harmony down 3.3%, Hammerson down 2.5%, Mediclinic 2.1% weaker, and Brait down 2%, back down at 24 rand a share. They can't get that thing up. Any others that you want to add to both of those lists?
Yeah, so let me dive in here and dig a little bit deeper into the sort of the mid to smaller caps. Murray and Roberts, top of the small cap list, that's up 8.1% at 14 rand 28. There's another one that's coming off a low base. What else did you skip out on? Yeah, Tonga Hulett, nice to see that. We've spoken about once or twice. That was down almost under 20 rand a share a week or so ago. That's up another 3.6% at 21 rand 56. So they seem to be steadying the ship there. And then on the downside, we've spoken about this EOH Holdings. That's sort of the bottom of my rogues list, down 9.25% to 10 Rand 40. And then NumPac came out with some, trading up, I think it was yesterday, down 6%, not very well received by the market. And you've mentioned one or two of the miners as well.
Okay, I'm going to give you a choice now. You've got 14.50 as the midpoint of the dollar-rand exchange rate. Is it going to be 14.75 or 14.25? At 8 o'clock on Monday morning, 1st of April.
14.25 I'll go with.
Okay, we're
optimistic for the weekend.
Very good. And have a lovely weekend, Nick. Thanks for your contributions today and all week. That's Nick Kunze, who's from Sanlam Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.